This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Spraying for spruce budworm is taking place along the West Coast and Northern Peninsula until July 5th. This destructive forest insect is capable of causing widespread defoliation, leading to tree mortality and growth loss. Jeff Motti is the supervisor of forest disease, insect, and fire control. He says up to 82,500 hectares of forest will be sprayed with BTK.
It's a bacterial insecticide that's targeted towards spruce budworm larvae. And we typically will spray it when the spruce budworm larvae are actively feeding, like they are right now. They will ingest that. That will kind of make them sick. And then what we do is, you know, we'll go back in after we treat and we'll check our levels to make sure that the treatment was effective.
Aerial treatments are taking place on forest land located south of Grossmoor National Park, extending to Grand Lake area, east of Grossmoor National Park, extending to the Bay Vert area, north of Grossmoor National Park, up to the Plum Point area, and the Roddington Bidarm area. Monty says they've been spraying for spruce budworm since 2020.
Spruce budworm is one of the top three defoliators that we manage and monitor on an annual basis. And where populations kind of increase, we go in proactively and early to just kind of go in with an early treatment. And that's a cost-effective measure to treating smaller areas as opposed to larger areas after a full outbreak has occurred.
Motti says as of last year, 509,000 hectares had been treated for spruce budworm. Public signage and maps will be posted along access roads leading to areas where treatment is taking place. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.